Yeah, you can swear.
Nice.
That's fine. Hello, everyone. I'm Mike.
I'm Bash.
And welcome to House of Pods Predictions with...
Motherfucking Scooby Bitches.
Is that why you asked if you could swear?
Yeah, I gotta do my intro, right?
Is that your actual intro?
Oh, no, you haven't seen my intro yet.
I don't want to see it.
Yeah, just wait. I feel it involves a laser light show.
Go.
Just wait till SummerSlam.
Just wait till SummerSlam?
After I win SummerSlam and I finally pop this bottle of... A little bit of the bubble.
And we hopefully see Undertaker versus Fiend in a Firefly Funhouse.
Did you already drink
Boneyard match.
Oh, yeah, right. Did you already drink your bubbly?
I didn't have any bubbly.
I thought you got bubbly for yourself, too.
No, okay. I failed.
Don't worry. Well, when I successfully defended SummerSlam, after Summer Scoop, part deux is coming.
We did the predictions... Starting last year. Is this an entire year?
Yes, but they weren't recorded up
That's
until
true.
Now,
okay.
So there's no record.
Yeah, so we started the predictions last year, and the quote-unquote Summer of Scoop was him not defending the title because he didn't watch the shows. So he
better
just...
shit to do, I'm sorry.
See, and that right there is why you disrespect the belts that you're holding.
Yeah, but
this year the rules
are,
if you're not here... You just forfeit your predictions.
Yeah, we're not doing this shit no more.
Oh, you just ghost predict them.
None of this. Yeah, we'll go. Yes, if you can't make it to the show, then we get to pick your wrestlers. Yeah.
Oh, that's absolute horseshit. Then I should still be champion.
Oh my
and
God.
I technically never lost. I had taxation without representation.
What are you talking about?
When I lost my belt, I was not at the show.
But you had your predictions in.
Yeah, your predictions were in.
That's what I'm talking about. You need to get your predictions in or they just don't count. Anywho, moving on.
So you're lying to you, Internet. I'm the champion forever.
He's not. Don't say that.
Moving on. All right, so
First
we have possible pre-show matches that haven't actually been announced, but at this point SmackDown hasn't actually happened, so things could be announced, things could be changed, things could always be added to the pre-show.
I don't know if we mentioned this before Scooby started going off on his tirade. These are our predictions for Money in the Bank this Sunday. The belt will be on the line, it's on top of Titan Tower.
Yep, that's correct. And they're both happening at the same time.
So, all right, do you want to go ahead? We'll add a bonus for who gets thrown off the tower. But you get to pick one match, one person. Bonus point.
Well, is it all at HQ?
Yeah, the whole thing. The whole thing's on the roof.
The whole thing's on the roof?
Yeah, they have the ring like set up. At least it would be weird for them to have it like... At the performance center, and then just have the rest of them.
It's going to be a cinematic match.
Bray Wyatt.
Which,
him and Braun have a decent back and forth, and then Braun's kind of like beating him towards the side and clubbing him. He almost gets him over. Mandible claw locked in. Undertaker grabs him by the throat, chokeslams the Fiend off the building.
And then that sets up the next Firefly Funhouse.
Braun
match.
Takes the elevator down. They play nice little elevator music. Braun's walking out. The Fiend's just getting up. Braun picks him up. Power slam. 1, 2, 3.
Well, is it Fiend or Bray Wyatt that's wrestling?
It's Bray Wyatt, from what I've read.
So what does Bray? I don't think Bray Wyatt does the mandible claw.
Oh, in that case, Nia Jax.
See ya. You tired of hurting people?
Yep, I think that's how they're gonna take her out of the match.
So yeah, let's go ahead and just start out with the. Possible pre-show or because any matches that we're recording this on Thursday, so we're not doing it at 10 o'clock at night on Friday for SmackDown after SmackDown. So if there are any changes, we will post our like corrections on Twitter and whatnot. But for now, this is it. Got these matches, the bonus point for getting thrown off, and then
aside from the pre-show, I'm only actually going in with three matches decided. This is gonna be fun.
I don't know anything of what's going on, so I'm Orange Cassidy-ing this one.
All right. Sweet. First possible match: Street Profits versus the Viking Raiders for the Raw Tag Team Championship.
I will go for the Viking Raiders.
I'm also going for the Viking Raiders. It's a good way to boost both teams' numbers. Over the next couple bit here.
I think Street Profits to retain. Possibly by shenanigans, but I think Street Profits to retain.
Mm.
Next up, IC title. Sami Zayn versus Drew Gulak.
And now, is Gulak and Bryan still in, like, a weird, like, friendship thing?
Kind of, sort of.
Is Sami still leading all the Cesaro and Shinsuke?
I think so. They're not clear sometimes.
See, I can never use logic with this fucking company. Because technically, I mean,
there can be a turn any moment.
I could see Gulak winning this. Like, and there would be some distraction for who's not in matches. Oh, either Shinsuke or Cesaro, because none of them are wrestling.
Yep, Cesaro was eliminated by Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, so, well, then there, and then...
Yep, there's where he's going to get involved. He's going to go after Bryan Danielson.
Okay. Off the building.
I'm gonna go ahead and say Sami retains on this one.
I'm going Sami.
I am also going Sami.
All right.
El Generico for the win.
So, diving into the main roster, we only have... Five matches. Starting with the New Day versus Forgotten Sons versus Lucha House Party versus Miz and Morrison
for the SmackDown Championship.
Scooby, who do you got and why?
Well, there's no way that Lucha House Party is walking out with these belts.
What? What if they do?
They're not going to. Let's be real here. Forgotten Sons, no. They're going to have a nice showing. And they're not going to be the reason for the win.
They have a visual pin.
Who has the belts now?
New Day.
Okay.
I think it's going back to Miz and Morrison. I think there's going to be some gyration. Shit that goes down in either at SummerSlam or Survivor Series. There's going to be a triple threat match. Wait, no. Because one of the Usos got hurt. So it won't be this year. Will they build it for Mania? Oh. He might be back for Mania.
Oh, it looks like the champion is having some second thoughts.
I mean, I know who I'm going with. I'm going with Miz and Morrison for the win on this one.
All right, Miz and Morrison.
But I'm picturing a future match, a triple threat tag team match featuring the Dudleys, the Usos, and the New Day.
The Dudleys?
Yeah.
Like the Dudley Boys?
Yeah.
The
race to 10.
The now retired Dudley Boys?
Yes. It'll totally be like a legacy act and like a nostalgia shit.
Oh, but yeah.
It'll be the ceremonial official passing of the torch.
3D spot, was up spot, maybe a bubble bomb.
I don't need that.
Well, you're going to get it.
I don't either.
I don't,
anyway, I, yeah. Mike, who do you have?
I'm going to go ahead. Should I just say Lucha House Party? Throw caution to the wind.
That's your call.
You can't win a belt without taking risks.
Lucha. Honestly, Basham, how are the Forgotten Sons been doing? Are those the biker guys or are those the America guys?
Those are the America guys.
America.
Wait, actually, no. It was the Forgotten Sons that have a pinfall over New Day, and then somehow that translated into Lucha House Party and Miz and Morrison get a match too.
I'm going to just go ahead and say Forgotten Sons.
Going Forgotten Sons.
Yeah. I'm going to wild, like I said, it's whatever. I'm going to go with what they should go with. Like, hey, here's a tag team of two singles guys, a tag team that has won everything, and then a tag team we don't care about. So let's go ahead and push somebody. Basham, what are you feeling?
See, I think that they kind of have been pushing Forgotten Sons. I think I am going to go different just so we all have a different pick. And New Day.
To retain. Damn, I thought he was going to say Lucha House Party.
They have no reason to take the belts off of them, so why?
Todd, are you going to be mad enough to take Lucha House Party? Yeah, I'm calling you out, brother.
Brother. Yeah, let's meet your brother.
I think maybe. Moving up.
Let's save the really long one for last. So we'll go with Bayley versus Tamina for the women's title.
Nobody's meaner than Tamina.
This is a real hard one.
Who's been cutting really excellent promos on social media really lately. Yeah.
Because they won't let her talk in real life.
Yeah.
Man, can you blame them?
No, yeah, I can.
No, they should use these promos.
Yeah.
But can she deliver them?
Just go right from Twitter. They're like, okay, here you go.
I mean, that's why they have coaches.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm way cooler.
They can also do pre-taped segments. It's not hard to get around promos like that. Except moments when Psycho said, "This is live, pal." Good job, JR.
Good job, JR.
Anyway, so Bayley versus Tamina. I'm going to go ahead and take Bayley to retain on this one.
Bayley.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go Tamina for a second.
You know what? Are they going to make Sasha and Bayley for the belt, or is it just going to be a feud match?
Oh, that's, yeah. Does it start with Sasha costing Bayley? She's like, trying to help, but it doesn't work.
Like the any SmackDown belt, the women's SmackDown belt really hasn't been doing anything.
Yeah, they're in holding pattern so, right now.
Giving it to Tamina would be like a, oh my god, Tamina?
Tamina.
Yeah, like, well, you've been here for 10 years. Here you go. Why not?
Ooh. I'm just going to go ahead and say Tamina. Fuck it.
All right, Tamina.
That, my girl. Just use some of that aggression that your dad had. So let's move on to Braun versus Bray.
Just not too much of it. That's how cover-ups happen.
Braun versus Bray.
If it is just Bray, I have to go Braun.
And if it is just Braun, then I was trying to think of that paper towel company, but I lost it.
Brawny?
Yeah, Brawny. Yeah, if it is Bray Wyatt, Braun's probably going to beat him.
Okay. It is confirmed Bray, right?
From everything that I've seen on the internet thus far. So this will probably be updated tomorrow after Raw or after SmackDown happens.
And you're because, like, oh, you're not fighting me, you're fighting him.
Yeah, this is a development that would warrant the second pick. But
I suppose, like, yeah, tomorrow would be if they were going to say that the Fiend is in it, tomorrow would be the day to do it because it's SmackDown, obviously. So
yeah.
Curiouser. I really but don't.
Do
think...
they make Braun? I mean, have they said a transitional champion though?
Have they said anything on SmackDown though? That of like, he's actually just going to be Bray.
They shouldn't. He shouldn't.
Everything I've seen, he's just been the Fiend.
Bray really shouldn't have the belt. His character isn't designed to be a champion.
Yeah, no, it's designed to demolish people from his past.
Yeah, like psychologically.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
More John Cena matches.
You know what? I'm going to just go ahead and say Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt?
Yeah.
To retain. Yeah.
For the win.
Bray for the win.
Yeah, why did I say retain? He doesn't have the title.
Just because, like, once again, I think logically, and the illogical choice would be Bray Wyatt, so.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got, Scooberino?
Braun's going off the building.
Scooberino? Scooby-dooby-doo?
I mean, Braun doesn't technically look weak if he falls off of a building and gets pinned.
I don't think it's all at the NHQ, though.
Is that
confirmed?
I don't know. I'm just thinking of the most logical way to not make
check the interwebs.
Braun look weak. Keep and talking, throwing him off of a building definitely makes sense. So are we going to postpone this till we figure out if Braun's getting thrown off of a building or not?
I'd say more so when we confirm if it's Bray or the Fiend.
Okay, well, hold on that then. Moving off.
I still think my gut wants to go with Braun, though.
Braun!
I'm still sticking with Bray.
All right, moving on. We have Drew versus
Drew,
the Monday Night Messiah, Seth Rollins. I'm a leader. Yeah, I'm going to have to go Drew on this one.
But this is not the last time that we will see.
Here we go. Here we go. All right. So it is. It's in only the Money in the Bank matches are at the offices.
Yeah. Braun's winning the match.
Okay. Yeah.
But if the Fiend is there, that's a wild card. Are we calling wild card on it? Like,
well, I just haven't seen anything on SmackDown that indicates that it is Bray Wyatt. Like, the Fiend's still been in the promos.
Look stuff up that we should have looked up before we started recording.
But we're already live.
I assumed he had a reliable source.
Yeah, it doesn't really say. It doesn't say anything about the Fiend being there. It just talks about Bray Wyatt. Television ratings have been plummeting since Strowman has become champion, but it's probably because everyone doesn't like their empty arena shows.
Yeah.
Because they're, like, awkward.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with Strowman.
Yeah. But they're going to blame him, of course.
Okay, if it's The Fiend, I pick The Fiend. If it's not, I pick Braun.
Is that the general consensus?
Are we in agreement with that?
Or are you just saying...
I mean, if that's what everybody's going to say, then sure, I guess. That's a weird stipulation. That's just sort of a freebie on that one.
Kind of, but that definitely matters.
No, I'm just going to say Bray across the board. If it's Bray, then he's still going to win. If it's Fiend, he's definitely going to win.
Okay. Bold choice.
Yep. I'm bold. Dabu-dee-dabu-die. Okay, so
bold
then...
Bold choice, Callum.
So we both have Drew.
Drew McIntyre.
Drew.
Versus Seth Rollins.
Crosby, Jesus.
Why is everyone so mad at me? everyone's going to pick Drew, right?
Probably.
True. Yeah. He just got the belt. Rollins doesn't need it again.
Yeah, no, nobody needs a Seth Rollins run again either.
I get Rollins is the bad guy, but like I love how Kevin beat Rollins at Mania and then Rollins got the title shot.
I thought he was injured.
Was he?
I think so.
I know he got injured when he jumped off the WrestleMania sign, but I didn't think it was like something too serious. But that could be wrong.
Apparently it is.
So then, yeah, our last match of the night is a two-parter, since apparently they're going to be doing both Money in the Bank matches at the same exact time.
At the same damn time. At the same damn time.
We have, on the men's side, AJ Styles, then Daniel Bryan, Rey Mysterio, Aleister Black, Baron Corbin, and my boy Otis. And on the women's, Shayna Baszler, Asuka, Nia Jax, Dana Brooke, Lacey Evans, and Carmella. I'm not going to lie. I feel like one of these women, either Dana Brooke or Lacey, no offense, I feel like Friday they're going to get something happen to them and Sasha's going to be inserted into the match.
I would say Dana or Carmella, most likely. Lacey's been getting random title shots for no good reason.
Good America.
Yeah.
I think Lacey wins it. On the women's side.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No, that's a logical pick.
Sasha's the next one in a feud. She's going to get involved probably after the women's title match. Bailey's going to win that match, but Sasha's going to turn on her after the match, and it's going to set up the next feud.
I'm going to go with Shayna Baszler because they made her look pretty stupid at... WrestleMania, so we got to put her back on track.
I feel like she's going to go after the Raw belt.
I don't believe I'm about to say this, but I think it's going to Asuka.
Ooh, I would like that too.
She's been she's just been appearing everywhere. She's been entertaining as hell. I think she's just getting a serious push now, and it's going to start with the briefcase.
She's not a tag champion anymore, is she?
No.
I don't even know what's going on anymore.
No, it's
I've jumped ship though.
It's the best friends.
Yeah.
Well, the Bliss Cross.
Bliss Cross. Cross Bliss.
Yeah. Can't say the best friends. That's a different show.
All right. So what do we have, gentlemen? What do we have on the men's side, and who do you think's getting thrown off? I personally would.
Wait, are we doing an extra point for thrown off?
Yes, we're getting an extra point for thrown off. Because, I mean, it might happen, but if it is a cinematic thing, it's probably going to happen. God, please let it be Baron Corbin. Oh, I would be so happy if Baron Corbin got thrown off.
Especially for the lulz.
But, I mean, AJ Styles has already been buried alive, so why not just throw him off? And then the next week he comes back like, so I've been buried alive and thrown off a roof. So what?
I am unstoppable. AJ just takes on The Undertaker's powers.
No, jeez. Man.
I mean, they tried to make him Ric Flair for a little bit, so hey, funny. Why not?
So out of all of them, I mean, like I said, I would love Otis to win. But
is Otis confirmed? Because last I read earlier today, it was question marks for the last spot.
I thought he won. He beat Dolph.
Yeah.
To advance last week.
Yeah, that's what I was under the impression of.
The article, I don't know. It might have been an old article.
Maybe.
It kind of sounds like it.
Yeah. AJ Styles, Aleister Black, Otis, Daniel Bryan, Baron Corbin, Rey Mysterio.
Okay.
I was like,
I heard speculation of the Hacker to come in. Also, I've been reading some interesting shit.
Isn't the Hacker supposed to be Shorty G, or now I guess he's going back to Gable and Ali?
That's what I heard, and like that's what like it seemed like.
Someone teased CM Punk.
That's what I was about to bring up.
But everyone teases CM Punk for everything, so at this point it's like, oh yeah, okay.
But this kid actually, or it was just a red herring with the tweet that went out today.
And then they're just not going to do anything else with the Hacker anymore? Because that's what they like doing, hyping things up and then just getting rid of it.
Just emptying it.
So this men's ladder match, I'm going to go ahead and say... I'm going to say Aleister Black. I think he's been getting a lot of wins in, if I remember correctly, as of late.
That is correct.
And out of everyone here, like, I love Otis, but I don't think he's going to need it. He doesn't need it. I fucking do not give it to Baron Corbin. I've already given up on this company. I will just stop reporting this altogether if Baron Corbin ends up winning the briefcase. But, like, Mysterio and AJ Styles, they would be interesting, but, like, I don't think... Like I said, the briefcase is supposed to be for people to be elevated. And I'm thinking logically again, which is why I probably should go with, like, Otis or like, The Undertaker or something, because...
The Undertaker comes in and steals the spot.
It's not supposed to make sense. It's just supposed to, yeah.
The Undertaker pulls a Brock Lesnar, beats someone up, and takes a spot.
Glenn Jacobs comes and wins Money in the Bank. Not Kane.
As the mayor.
Not corporate Kane. Glenn Jacobs, the mayor.
Mayor Glenn Jacobs.
Yeah. He comes in. He still choke slams a guy through a flaming table like he did at his one press conference. But then everything else, he's just like...
It was just a regular table. It wasn't
throwing
flaming.
Briefcases and like legal shit at people the entire time.
But he gets really pissed off and he gets pyro.
Yeah. But the pyro are just shredded documents.
Okay, so you're going Aleister Black.
Yeah, I'm going Aleister Black.
All right. So you have to make this a process of elimination thing. AJ Styles definitely doesn't need it. Neither does Daniel Bryan, and he's been trying to put over like wrestlers that he feels are underutilized. Rey Mysterio wants to step away from the company after he shares the ring with Dominic, so he's definitely not going to win it. Otis doesn't need it. His thing with Mandy Rose right now is one of
the best things ever.
Yeah, the best things that they have going on the show. So that brings it down to Aleister Black and Baron Corbin.
On paper, it makes sense, the most sense to give to Baron. Not Baron. I'm sorry. Aleister Black.
I know. Which is why I have to go with Baron Corbin.
God, did my slip fucking throw my...
King Baron Corbin.
I'm torn. Because I feel like AJ Styles would be...
Yeah, that's true. Apollo Crews has a kayfabe injury.
Apollo Crews is also going to be turning heel from a recent report that I read.
Oh, so maybe like AJ Styles is about to come in and Apollo Crews just comes out and knocks him off the ladder. He's like, that was supposed to be me!
Was he just going to smile, like not smile anymore? Is that his...
Yeah, he's going to frown now.
Like, oh, he's serious. Look, he's not smiling when he's doing triple backflips off the top rope.
Well, maybe he'll have a little more character development. Baron Corbin.
I hope, for the sake of the podcast, you're wrong.
For the sake of the pod!
Because it'll just be you and Scoobs doing a separate WWE every week.
Plus, I think Aleister Black is going to go in, take out like two or three people, begin climbing. Baron Corbin's just going to like hit him with a chair, climb up and take the briefcase off.
Didn't he win last year and then just fuck it up?
No, Brock Lesnar won last year. He won the year before that and then insulted a Marine, so as punishment, Vince made him lose to Jinder Mahal. Or they were still trying to push Jinder because they were trying to move into India, but it made him less popular because they're all like, he's from Canada, this is offensive to us.
Yeah, can we talk about how, like, if...
No, we cannot. Make your pick.
Make your pick.
How rude.
I don't care.
I had a great talking point there that your listeners would have loved.
Well,
but then, I guess that's why I just got to start my own scoop pod.
Come on the actual podcast, not the predictions episode. Mm-hmm. We were trying to have you on other times, but you're like, oh, I'm a piece of shit. I don't want to do it.
I wasn't feeling good. These are the actual words. I was feeling sick, and I was sick.
Gentlemen, Le Champion, your prediction?
Oh, God damn it. All right, fuck.
No more stalling.
Yeah, he's just stalling. I already gave you mine. He's just stalling.
Mm-hmm. I'm torn.
Because he's a
bitch.
I don't
know if I want to go with AJ. Like, that's what my heart wants to tell me.
That's a pretty logical choice.
I'm going
with
my heart.
That's also a pretty logical choice.
I'm going with my heart. I'm going AJ Styles. AJ Styles.
So how we differ on a lot of them.
Yeah, this might be one of the most diverse predictions series we've ever had.
I personally would make it probably
except
really
Drew.
Dumb picks. Except Drew.
we all agree on Drew.
All right. So yeah, if we if there are any other changes, we will put them on our social medias. But for now, that'll be our thing. Should we do a drinking game? I guess we're not doing it live in front of people, so it doesn't matter. We should start doing that at some point.
I mean, with a drinking game, that could be interesting.
We made a great drinking game last weekend.
That was not a great drinking game.
Oh, it was phenomenal. It was called Drink a Lot.
That was an effective drinking game, that's for sure.
We learned that it's a beer game, but we played it with whiskey. It was fantastic.
No.
Yeah, that was a bad idea.
Stay tuned for the upcoming segment of Drinking Games with Scooby.
It's not real.
It's totally real. Love you.
It could be real.
So yeah, I guess that's our predictions for now. Bashman, do you have anything else?
I do not.
All right. Then for House of Pod, I'm Mike.
I'm Bash.
And I'm motherfucking Scoob.
Goodbye.